Hello. We're very glad to have this opportunity to talk with you. I see it more as an exchange and more than an interview, you know what I mean. I took notes, I didn't know you 1 year ago, and I discovered the LP this year through a friend of mine, which now is a god for me. Because
The friend or me?
Yeah, the friend. I would not be able to interview, to ask a question if I was like, I would not be able to talk at all. And there's a real strength in what you do in this LP. And I listened to the previous LPs and EPs, and it sounds as if, I don't know, the anger, the strength is getting more and more and bigger and bigger. And you've got a background full of story, full of things. For example, I learned that you've got a degree in teaching, and I was wondering in what way that degree had an impact on your work.
Well, first, I do think that knowledge is power. I do. I also think that being able to make it possible for others to learn is even more powerful. That's why I think being a teacher is the absolute, that profession is, for me, the most amazing profession one can have. Just to be able to, you know, give people possibilities. I think a good teacher gives possibilities for people to access knowledge and then make it their own. So they feel powerful rather than like, you gave me knowledge, you are powerful. Mm-hmm. I think it should be equal. Where that comes into how I do my things is, first and foremost, I'm an independent artist, and I've been that way since I started. And I have no previous, I don't have a background in music or having my own business. I come from a working class background, immigrant background, and I just didn't know how one can do music if you don't know people, if you don't know how, for me it wasn't even possible. And that's why I've also, the longer I've done it, the more I've become very like aggressively into the idea of staying independent, just because every industry has a standard. Every industry has this is how it's been always been done. And when things have that, it tends to become very single-minded, very narrow-minded, and I think that's very dangerous. So as far as, I think that's a very like teacher perspective on things, to bring change into situations. And then that's why I've always been very, very eager to like accumulate knowledge. And that's why I'm not only like, I write my music, but I also make sure I find the right producer and I reach out to the producer and I arrange the recording and then I do, you know, the mixing. I make sure the mixing and the mastering, and I produce my own videos and I upload the videos and I do sometimes the catering, because I just wanna be knowledgeable. I wanna feel powerful without ever having to give anybody else that. I don't wanna give that power away to anyone. It makes me feel very good knowing that I know my shit.
But is it giving you power away than to trust other people that can get into your world and do the thing the closest you can do them for you?
I really do trust people, but I am very well aware of what I'm capable of, and therefore I know what I'm not capable of. So when I reach out to people, it's very, very genuine, as in like, this is what I need help with. It's based on something very personal. Therefore, the meeting will be personal. Therefore, the outcome will be personal. The process will be personal. And for me, I love that. I love that. I don't like the goal is the main thing. For me, the process and the the song that maybe, or the video or whatever, is equally important, because then you can share your platform and I can make sure to give space to my collaborators where they want to learn more, and I can encourage them and they can do the same for me, so we can exchange skills and knowledge and perspectives and grow, as well as doing what we are good at. That's
And how did you pick? Because you met a lot of people for this LP. The producing process has been done with people from Denmark, from Portugal, and some other countries.
Yeah.
So how do you connect with those people? By chance? By meeting them, hearing them work, or just getting in touch with them?
Because you like mix of things, mix of things for sure. Yeah, I think when you're on my level, where you're a small artist and everything is very personal, nothing is mass produced, like nothing is, I don't have middle people.
Yeah.
It's like, it's me to you. So it's instantly very friendly. These are my friends who I also happen to, like, they have talents that I worship and also like consider part of my artistry. It's collaborations. It's not me just ordering a beat. I make sure that we can spend time and develop together. And therefore, I get a new perspective on, like, for instance, if I have a song and it's about, say, You Good, I'm Good, Let's Be Great. It's a song about, it says it in the title. It means that you're good, I'm good, together, great. And then I have a vision of a sound. But then because I have worked up, you know, my core belief in myself, it also makes me, I feel that it makes me more open to trusting people, because I'm so sure of myself that I can let loose of things that I'm not sure of. And then I let people in, and then they can bring it to the next level. And therefore, like, I also grow as a person. And I feel that people who are in my presence when we work feel valuable, not only for producing things, but like their presence, their thoughts, their feelings, everything is like a big deal for me. I can, like, it's not that deep, but it's super deep. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Because everything can become
important.
Nice and important. Everything. Like, I think sometimes I look at things and I'm like, it doesn't have to be this boring. It doesn't have to be like it's always been done. I'm very allergic to that. So I think that's also why I like a lot. I like a collaborative process, just to get in different perspectives, because I'm scared of a narrow mind.
How was you when you were younger?
When I'm older, I definitely think it comes from being an immigrant. For sure. I think being an immigrant for me has become and is a huge, beautiful, positive identity crisis, something that I've embraced fully now, something that has really taught me to belong in not belonging, and not belong in belonging. Having a sense of home in figuring myself out, not necessarily I'm born and not where I end up, but also like there's the third round where I can actually take control of, like, okay, this is your product or your result of this, all this. Do you have to be the stereotype, because that's very, very easy? Or what possibilities do you have in order to, like, you know, realize yourself? I definitely think it comes from that. Yeah.
When you were talking about meeting people,
yeah.
I mean, we could change the words, and all what you said could be applied to the audience, to the meeting with the people,
yeah.
The music meeting, the people listening to your music. Your songs are about, we could sum it up like Riot Girl, okay, but to me that's not just the point.
Yeah.
That's not just the point, there's something more.
Yeah.
There's something more in, there's a little, you know, you just throw little arrows from there, here and there.
Yeah.
like, I don't remember the name of the song, but there's a song where you say,
I
can do, the only one I can sing is a little girl. That's the only one I would be able to sing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But that song where you say, I can bake cake and eat it. I can do the dishes.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to, we can share it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Ultimate syndrome.
It sounds like une annonce, une petite annonce, like you know, that's something in the papers, just you know, choose me, take me, I can do this and that. But it's not.
No. You're spot on. That's how the song was written. No. Yeah, that's
all. The whole song is like this. I can do this. I can. 100%. So it's also about the violence that everybody, men, women, took as granted, took inside, that, like, we live with it. You see what I mean? There's no question about it, so you can even sell yourself on the papers because it's how it works. See what I mean? I don't know if I'm clear about that.
No, I mean, I totally wrote it like a love ad.
Okay.
But I wrote it from a place where I was really, really tired, and it was a love ad for help with music. And I'm like, my love ad is basically like, look, I'm such an accomplished musician, and I have a all those things that you, and it's basically also a song to myself, like, I'm all these things, yet I feel not enough. Like the mind fuck of being like a lot, you know, like, feeling a lot means you feel a lot. But I wouldn't change it for anything else. But I don't actually understand what you mean by the taking granted part.
Through your songs, all of your songs,
yeah.
The violence that can be made to women all over the world, the violence in sexuality,
yeah.
Elle est incorporée. C'est comme si elle était incorporée, je sais pas si tu vois. Comme si elle était. It's as if the violence in the world.
It was incorporated into your songs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like
part of it.
It's a part of everybody's mind, everybody's body.
So therefore, like, it's not questioned by anyone because part of it. Or
it's like, you know, the sun comes down and up, and so it's like that. And there's a real, I like you, the song you're doing because of that as well, for some other reason, but because of that as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little bit hard. Excuse me.
Là?
Ben non, je ne sais pas. And it's sometimes it gets like, I listen to the song and say, man, okay, you're good. I'm okay, I guess. Let's talk. But I'm a man. I'm a young boy. I'm a young man. Mm-hmm. Man, what place do men have in that world?
In the kitchen. No,
okay, I just come out of it.
No.
I just cooked for my children before coming, so
no.
I'm cool with that.
You bake in the cake.
Yeah.
No, I think, I mean, you got ears. There's no, like, for me, I hear what you're saying. I could play dumb and be like, yeah, there's no difference. I do really want my music to empower young women and women, absolutely. I do not see why that would not make you as a man empowered, because it's still a strong melody. It's still, it's still strong lyrical context. If it moves you, it moves you, then move. I definitely think so. Your place is like, it's around, it's there.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Yeah, bienvenue, yeah. But what do you mean? You feel like my music is not meant for men?
No, it's not what I meant. It's just like, you know, men are scared most of the time.
Yeah.
That's my point of view. And the more a woman is strong, the more the man gets, you know. Get away. Mm-hmm. No, not for me. See?
Hmm.
That's my experience as far as I can
tell. Yeah.
I don't know if that's weak, but that's part of the problem of the way men are educated as well.
Yeah, for sure.
For in another way. But it was not to say that men have no place in your in this world, but like in that song where you say, in smoke,
mm-hmm.
When you talk about all these, I don't remember the words, when you say, can you be my stick or something like that, can you, you know, it's just an, like kind of an object. It's an object, like just to use to, sorry, but to fuck, to have fun with.
Yeah.
So that's the point of
yeah?
that song.
You see, I love
okay.
them.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. And and this song, when I was listening to it and reading the lyrics, it's like, to me, it's like a little bit like, you know, that song from Nina Simone called I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl. Because it's the same feeling.
Wow.
It's the same to me, it's the same feeling, because behind all this, you know, figure,
yeah.
there is a call for, to me, there is a call for love.
Yeah.
Like, take me as I am, but take me.
Yeah.
That's what I heard when, through, behind the lyrics.
That's lovely.
And not going to give you all, but you will get best.
Yes, that's my best relationship advice to everyone. Honestly, like.
I've got three kids. I've got two girls and one boy, and the girls are 12 and 10. I want to take them to your show.
Really?
Yes, but
that's amazing. You know?
But I'm not, because it's 11:15, the start of the show, so I just play the record all day long. Then okay, Dad, thank you.
But you know, you see, like, I really, really love that when parents bring their kids, I really, really do, because I'm not really like set out to like be any sort of role model, but I feel that like my position as an energetic, active woman on stage is something that more people need to see. Because like what you said before, like the idea or the experience of a woman that is strong is still intimidating. It's not necessarily respected or necessarily like embraced fully. So I always love when kids come to see, and I always see that the younger they are, the more free they are. Like, and that's when like magic happens. Like they take up like power poses, they're really like present, they really express themselves in a way that's just like, it's so pure and strong. And that's how I perform also. I perform very, very childish. It's just intuition. And this is, I just want to get like all this energy out by being physically active.
And you still, I bet you still get some when you go out of stage.
No, it's actually funny, like after stage, I like to, like be in a corner by myself and maybe dance.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a very selective attention hoe. Like I like attention on stage because that's what I do. But then otherwise I'm like, not so much. Yeah.
And the reason why I wanted to bring my kids, my girls, my daughters, was because of that song, Little Girl.
Oh, sweet.
Because to me that song is perfect, because it's like police interrogation.
Yeah.
All through long. And the chorus, when you say, sincerely, I just can't, and then sincerely, I just can. And I was wondering, what is this? It's like the inside voice of the girl that you talk to.
Well, actually,
what is it?
It's, I call the chorus, it's actually the producer. I asked Nair, the producer, to scream on the song, because she's American. And there's this like valley girl type from California, and she's like, they talk like this,
yeah.
And they're very like, they're portrayed like airhead, you know. And I picked up something where one of them said like, I just can't, and that means you're over it, like you're done. And I wanted to have that like the valley girl growl, because I tried to growl in that song. It's so hard. I couldn't do it.
I thought it was you.
It wasn't. It's not. Nair had to let some out that day, so she did.
And what do you...
But I wrote it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this, I was going to say, what do you want to say in this song? But it's pretty clear what you want to say to those girls.
I think it's pretty straight. I think I'm very straightforward with my song. I don't know. Yeah. Mm. With that, it's just, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Fuck them all. Just do you, basically. Yeah.
Well, it's like, are you checking up people to wake them up? Checking up people?
Well, I don't know. For me, it's funny. I remember I was reading something during the Olympics. I was following the Olympics a little bit, and then they had like American girls team. They did swimming, and they did so good. They were winning medals. They were killing it. They were doing great. And people were still commenting. Then I just saw like some comments about their hair. Somebody was talking about how one girl was wearing her hair and something like that. And simultaneously to that, there was the checkup on the burqa ban here in France, the burkini. And the police were checking, and people were checking grown women on the beach when they took like an active choice to stay, you know, to swim, to just go out and swim. And I found it so mind-blowing that in the same week, both related to swimming, that you have these young women and they're winning medals and they still can't escape the comments that like are belittling them. And you have these grown women on the beach just dressing a way where they feel comfortable so they can also be swimming and being active, and they're belittled. Like they have men standing there telling them, take it. Like for me, there you go. Like that's little girl. Like whatever you do, somebody's gonna like point a patriarchal pointing finger at you. So that's what the song is about. Like I wrote that before that, but when that happened, I was like, there you go.
Oui, donc désolé, chers auditeurs, on ne peut pas faire traduction parce qu'on est en train de discuter. Donc, hein? Fuck what you want, we are what you need. Donc voilà. By the way, this song. Fuck what they want, we are what they need. To me, you're taking the, you're taking it from what, you know, Rage Against the Machine said, well, fuck you, I won't do what you do, what you told me.
Yeah.
It's not you're not saying the same thing, but it goes from the same point.
Yeah.
From the same energy, and it feels good to hear that.
Yeah. Sick.
Because you know, around us, some, you know, media stuff, you know, are supposed to tell us what we need, are supposed to know, instead of us, what we're in need of, but they don't know shit, nothing about us. So, that's not a question anyway, but...
Yeah. No, but it's good to... I think it's a huge revelation when you realize, like, that what you want and what you need are two different things, but sometimes they're just back-to-back. And, I don't know, like, most of us just have taken it for granted, and then maybe one day we take the time to think about like, okay, do I want this or do I need this? And it starts with something materialistic, but when you like start de-cleansing through your stuff, it'd be great if you also do that with like emotions, feelings, relationships, how you act, your pattern, blah blah blah, blah. Honestly, think about that.
Okay, but in the same way, to me, there's something that is. I was talking to Simone because your music, your song, they go to me further than just the songs. But in some song, you say like forever was never for us. It's like it's here and now.
Mm-hmm.
And is it because tomorrow we're dead, so we got to take what we can now? Because you work for forever, don't you?
I think I can't feel anything about forever. Like forever, what is that? Like I don't like being present is so much bigger than forever. It's so much longer than forever. It's so much more than forever. And I think I've noticed that a lot of people get like paralyzed by thinking like, if I do this now, that's gonna mean something tomorrow and next week and in a year. And I can't relate to the tomorrow, next week, next year. I can't. I haven't even really, I don't even have like a thought about it. I just, I don't feel anything for it.
You don't project yourself.
No. Doesn't mean that I have like a drive and goals, but the whole thing of like I, yeah, no.
The music is much, excuse me, pardon. The music is much related to the body.
Yeah.
To the body, to what you feel inside.
Yeah.
Not what you, not here, but what you
intuition,
feel in your gut.
Yeah.
To get here. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. So to me, if you don't, you don't have to understand the, you can't, you can even don't understand the lyrics because of the energy.
Yeah.
And the way it's produced is perfect and talks to your boom, boom.
That's
talks
amazing.
To your,
yeah.
To me.
That's perfect. That's exactly, yeah, that's where it comes from too. Interviews is where I like do the afterthought.
And there's, I was wondering if you, I don't want to ask you what you listen to. Some, I don't want to ask you what you listen to as music because I like to make my own images.
Oh yeah,
because like you say, under pressure we steal diamonds, and maybe that's my, you know, you're from the 22nd century, I'm from the 20th, and when you say under pressure we steal diamonds. I was thinking about, you know, Syd Barrett and the song Shine On You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why, but I just had the thought of it, not just because of the diamond, but because of the sentence.
Yeah.
Under pressure we steal diamonds, because Syd Barrett lost his mind and he was still at the song, the meaning of the song of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, I'm into these. They're very was unexpected. I like that.
Tic-tac cherry bomb, pedal to the floor. It's not just here and now, it's quick. Tomorrow it may end.
Did I say that?
No.
Oh.
No, sorry. So I quote. Tic-tac cherry bomb, pedal to the floor.
Yeah.
So it's not just, it's me talking now. It's not just here and now and the body, it's because tomorrow maybe it's gonna end anytime, it can end anytime.
Yeah.
So we're running against time, because everything is like you're pushing things quite to the limits.
Yeah.
And it's like you we're running when you when we're listening to, we're running to the limits. I don't know how to say that. We're running. There's a run against time. Maybe, I don't know.
I again like time.
Time forever and so like, okay.
Yeah, I have issues with time. Maybe that. But that whole thing is just like I like a max. I like a maxed out feeling.
You like it?
I like it maxed out. I like feeling fulfilled.
Okay.
I like the TikTok cherry bomb is basically like a. I think I means like I explode. Like I can I can go from a power nap to like power rage in 3 seconds. I don't know how that works, but that's it. And thanks to music, I get to explore all those feelings, thankfully. I don't know if everybody has, like, I'm grateful to have somewhere to channelize that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You care, you share.
Yeah.
You got a commitment?
Honestly, like, this is not about, it's written as a love song, but like as I said before, it's mainly me. I was trying to get a manager, basically. This was my love ad to get, like, business help. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's written in that lovey-dovey way.
Well, I am never know who is the man in charge then.
Nobody got in charge. Nobody did.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. This was really interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.